This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday that he stands squarely behind his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan, despite the stunningly swift fall of the country to the Taliban. The takeover was completed on Sunday with the fall of the national government in Kabul. Mr. Biden said, after 20 years, I've learned there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces. But he admitted that U.S. officials did not anticipate how quickly the situation in Afghanistan would deteriorate with the exit of U.S. forces. Mr. Biden defended his decision, blaming Afghan security forces for their losses to the Taliban. He said the United States could not give them the will to fight for their future, and he pledged that the United States would continue to speak up for human rights in Afghanistan, particularly the rights of women and girls. Analysts, however, have already begun criticizing the president for blaming other entities for the failure of the United States forces to leave Afghanistan in better shape than they found it. Seven people died Monday at the airport in Afghanistan, in Kabul, rather, as thousands of Afghans rushed onto the tarmac of the international airport in a desperate attempt to leave the country as it falls to Taliban rule. Some were so desperate they clung to an American military jet as it took off and plunged to their deaths. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has tweeted a plea to national governments to open their doors to Afghan refugees. As the world is following events in Afghanistan with a heavy heart, he said Monday, I urge all countries to be willing to receive Afghan refugees and refrain from deportations. Afghans have known generations of war and hardship. Now is the time for solidarity. The UN Security Council held an emergency meeting on Afghanistan on Monday. This is VOA News. The U.S. National Hurricane Center reports that Tropical Depression Grace is dumping very heavy rainfall over portions of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. It says the threat of flooding and mudslides will continue overnight, this while the search for survivors of Haiti's devastating earthquake continued on Monday as the death toll climbed past 1,400 and hospitals were overwhelmed with injured people. Hundreds of people waited on the steps of the hospital in the town of Lacai. It's the largest city in the earthquake-hit area on Haiti's southwestern peninsula. Many of the patients were being treated on mattresses on the ground outside the hospital as the hospital ran low on pain pills and other drugs. These were just some of the 6,000 people injured in the earthquake and its aftermath. Thousands of others have been displaced from their homes. Just over a month ago, the country was left reeling after President Jovenel Moïse had been assassinated in his home July 7th. His wife, Martine Moïse, was injured in that attack. The prime minister has been in his office only 3 weeks. Ivory Coast began vaccinating health care workers against the Ebola virus in the commercial capital, Abidjan, on Monday, after a case of the deadly virus was confirmed over the weekend. An 18-year-old woman tested positive on Saturday after traveling by bus to Abidjan from neighboring Guinea. It's Ivory Coast's first confirmed case of Ebola in 25 years. Workers at the hospital in Abidjan where the woman was admitted were the first to receive vaccinations as the health ministry officially launched its vaccination campaign. The country has 5,000 doses available, according to the ministry. The WHO has said it is deeply concerned about the virus's presence in Abidjan, which is a densely populated city with more than 4 million people. Ebola typically kills about half of those it infects, although vaccines and new treatments have proved highly effective in reducing fatality rates. Supporters of Zambian opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema celebrated Monday after Hichilema was declared the winner of the country's presidential election, receiving a majority of the vote and avoiding a runoff election. Representatives of the UPND alliance at Lusaka's Mulungushi Conference Center erupted in jubilation upon hearing the news, popping open champagne bottles and tossing a soccer ball. Outside, UPND Alliance supporters gathered on the main street leading up to the conference center, honking their car horns and blowing vuvuzelas to celebrate the victory. Zambia's Electoral Commission said Monday that that Hichilema had won more than 2.8 million votes. Incumbent President Edgar Lungu took 1.8 million votes. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.